world is looking good. Got ourselves the finest snowman in the neighborhood. Ain't it fun? Always on the run. That's how it's done for Christmas vacation. Let's go let the halls and light the lights. Get a toasted fire burning bright. And when the nights are peaceful and serene, we can cuddle up and do our Christmas dreaming. Hope and joy and love are everywhere. You can feel the magic in the air. Let the spirit of the season carry us away.
Of holly, fa la 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly, fa la 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel,
fa la 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 la.
Hey, did you try carol, fa la 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 la. Take it, Russ. Fa la 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 la.
Dad, can you explain again what we're doing?
Sure, Russ. We're kicking off our fun old-fashioned family Christmas by heading out into the country in the old front-wheel drive sleigh to embrace the frosty majesty of the winter landscape and select that most important of Christmas symbols.
We're not driving all the way out here so you can get one of those stupid ties with the Santa Clauses on it, are we, Dad?
No, I have one of those at home. What we're looking for today is the Griswold Family Christmas Tree.
We don't want to hear it again, but when you hear that, you know that it must be time for the Grassy Knoll Xmas Extravaganza, circa 2015. Making this all possible is Big Jim out in Illinois, who's been so good about this. And Jim, thanks a lot, and everybody over there making any sacrifices that you might make to make this thing happen. I tell you what, we have some new music that you've not heard, I don't think, anyplace else before, but it's good stuff. And it's funny because after I did last year's Xmas Extravaganza, I heard some stuff after the fact that I liked. And so I made notes and I got it and we brought it in just to tease you. And it's worth staying around just for this, worth the price of admission. And that is Joe Pesci. Doing a Christmas carol, and you want to stay around for that. Let's see. Okay. Is the old, something old, something new, something borrowed, and something blue. There you go.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. The years we all will be together, if the fates allow, hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and help yourself now.
And there you have it, the something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. And I tell you, with Christmas songs, you could pick any one and it would fit any of the four categories. But for our purposes, we started off with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer by Gene Autry. I thought I did something else, but that's my fault. But I have to tell you something. I was always a Gene Autry fan in the old days, in the really old days. You had to take a choice between your favorite singing cowboys. It was either Gene Autry or Roy Rogers. Well, I like Gene Autry. My friends with whom I visited in the summers up in the Hudson Valley, when my parents couldn't stand me any longer after the school year, they liked Roy Rogers, and I couldn't understand. And they told me the reason why was that Gene Autry showed up in Poughkeepsie, New York, for a personal, you know, whatever it was, visit, and he was drunk. And I guess that was true, but still, I stayed with Gene. Anyway, that first song you heard was undeniably Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer by the drunken Gene Autry. After that, now this is the new, and if you haven't had a chance to sample this, go ahead and do a search on this. It's Idina, I-D-I-N-A, Idina Menzel. I don't know if she's Jewish or not, and I don't care. That was a song, River, and she has a seasonal kind of album, a lot of good stuff there, and avail yourself of that if you're interested in looking for something a little new, but definitely good stuff. That was followed by Diana Krall, who's probably the only kind of bluesy torch singer out there anymore. Of course, her version of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, that was the borrow, that's Diana Krall. Just really a great talent. And then the last song was by someone who just got by me for some reason in the mid-60s. You can tell it's undeniably kind of a, you know, the late part of the doo-wop kind of thing, sort of like in the category of It's Going to Take a Miracle. If you remember when I did the songs of Soul, 16, what, Sweet 16 of Soul. That was Carla Thomas, a name that is not on the end of anybody's tongue or in anyone's memory, really. And I cannot recall her, but she was a player at that time, and she wrote that song and recorded it in 1965. That was Gee Whiz, It's Christmas. This is the Grassy Knoll Xmas Extravaganza, and I think we might have another attempt at someone trying to talk to me. Can we make that happen, Big Jim?
Are we happening yet, Big Jim?
Yeah, you got it.
How you doing?
Through the magic of telephone, you're on the line with, who would this be, Mr. Trudeau?
Yes, it is. And first off, Merry Christmas holiday season for Big Jim and his family.
Thank you very much. Good for that.
Now, I'll tell you what, this is about the best, perfect kickoff for Christmas. We put up the Christmas tree today, and my wife did, I should say, while I supervised. And she's got that thing decked out and looking beautiful. There's a fire in the stove that I can see from here that's just a nice glowing orange. I've got the hockey game on. The pine boughs outside the windows are laden with snow. It was a beautiful sunny day, and now the stars are out, and we kick it off with your show, so it's absolutely a fabulous day.
Are you really giving me the straight skinny on the fact that you got snow-covered bows?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Well, the ones that are left after the storm, yeah.
Oh, that's right. You, in fact, did have some straight line winds of some considerable strength that blew through Spokane, that area, up in northeast Washington State.
Yeah, we had, they were topping 70 mile an hour, which is, as you know, just at the first level of F1 tornado or Category 1 hurricane, I believe it is. And, you know, Spokane took the brunt of it. They really did. There was over 500 trees that came down. Two-thirds of the city was without power. In fact, the final people without power were restored yesterday, and this coming Tuesday it would have been two straight weeks. We were only out for 4 days, so although it was an inconvenience, I'm very thankful that we were only out for the 4 days, and we had no damage out here. And considering, you know, I'm in the forest, I've got this log house on the creek here, and there are probably 60 or 70 trees that if they fell the right direction would hit the house. So all the way home, of course, from work, you know, seeing the devastation I was seeing, I was under the absolute 100% certainty that I was going to come home and see my house cut into several different sections. So when I got home, everything was good. You know, the wife had the candles in the window, so to speak, and I got out the spotlight, checked the perimeter, and nothing was down, so I was very, very thankful.
Folks who are in our circle, if you will, were well aware of the peril that you guys were facing with the forest fires that blew through Washington State in several places. You dodged the bullet, but you gave us kind of a play-by-play, plus there was a website on which we could track what was happening. And now you have this. I mean, the good news is that, you know, you live in a rural area and you love it for all that it has. But when nature decides to kick ass, it kicks ass, and you just kind of got to weather through it. But I'm going to ask you this. I think I know the answer. Would you rather be where you are or in the metropolis known as Minneapolis?
I should almost chastise you for that question. I would definitely rather be where I am, and I think my wife would echo that sentiment without question. And, you know, Minneapolis had plenty of perils besides the aspect of weather, you know, which we won't go into discussion here. But, you know, after these two events, I mean, that fire was a big one. It was 70,000 acres that rolled up to within a few miles behind us before they managed to get it contained with the luck of the wind changing the direction it did. So it blew the fire back onto itself. Otherwise, we'd have lost the house. And, you know, after that storm came rolling through here, which, as they say, it's the worst storm in 126 years, I'm looking at this going, well, it looks like we're good to go for a while here, I think.
For three generations, you should be okay.
Right.
But, you know, like I said, I remember that, and we had everybody praying for you guys, and I had sent them the website where they could watch what was happening. And, of course, some places weren't as fortunate as yours, but that's, you know, that's okay.
No.
We've been through that.
Yeah. There were 18 people that lost their homes, and, you know, it's an interesting thing when you start, you know, praying the fire to go a different direction from your house, but realizing if it does that, it's going to burn someone else's down, you know.
Absolutely. Another one of the listeners, in fact, who has a song we're going to play today, a Christmas song, Benny of the International Texans. He's in Panhandle of Texas, and boy, did they have a good time
yeah.
the last 2 days. They had
yeah, no doubt.
Followed by ice.
Yeah, I've been through there. I've been through Amarillo during two different ice storms, and I'll tell you, boy, down in that region, when the ice storms hit, they really do some serious damage. So I feel for anybody in the path of that.
I tell you what, they tell me that the three worst weeks in show business is Christmas, Easter, and Amarillo. I'm looking for a rim shot here. But anyway, Benny's got us all coming up. But we're glad you're okay. And, I mean, if that picture out your window is how you describe it, I don't think it gets any better than that.
No, absolutely. And just for your sake, because I knew the program would kick off today and your heritage and all, I wanted you to know I opened up a jar of pickled herring in your honor.
You had to say that, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
You know how much I hate you?
Well, you know where Santa Claus comes from originally, right?
No, where?
I'm pretty sure he came from where your relatives came from.
All right, listen, I got a question for you.
Sure.
After Christmas season, what happens to Santa's helpers?
I don't know.
You're out of time, okay. They go to therapy because they have low elf esteem.
Oh, my God. Here's your rim shot.
I got it here. Hold on. Wait a minute. I can get it. I'm looking for a rim shot here. Hold on. I hope this is the rim shot. You ready? Here we go. No, that's not it. You know what this reminds me of? You remember Rocky and Bullwinkle? Can you pull it out of your hat, Bullwinkle? It must be the wrong
what?
Hat. Never mind. Never mind. But listen, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, and Merry Christmas to everybody out there. So I appreciate every minute of the show.
And to you and Amy and everybody else out there in the thriving metropolis known as Springdale, Washington.
That's right. Thanks, buddy.
All right, Michael Trudeau, we're going to go into the next segment, and I'll explain all that later. So, Jim, fire up the Wurlitzer, and let's get it on.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. You better watch out.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter when the snow comes to cover the ground. It's time for play. It's a whipped cream day. I wait for it the whole year round. Those are marshmallow clouds being friendly in the arms of the evergreen trees. And the sun is red like a pumpkin head. It's shining so your nose won't freeze. Oh, the world is your snowball. See how it grows. That's how it goes. Whenever it snows, the world is your snowball just for a song. Get out and roll it along. Oh, it's a yummy, yummy world made for sweethearts. Take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a sugar date, but it's spring is late. In winter, it's a marshmallow world. It's time for play. It's a whipped cream day. I wait for it the whole year round. And the sun is red like a pumpkin head. It's shining so your nose won't freeze. Ah, the world is a snowball. See how it grows. That's how it goes. Whenever it snows, the world is your snowball just for a song. Get out and roll it along. It's a yummy, yummy world made for sweethearts. Take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a sugar date, but if spring is late, in winter it's a marshmallow world.
I'll have a blue Christmas. Won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when the blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start.
Santa Claus is Coming to Town by the Four Seasons. Now, if any of you remember the Four Seasons, And I have to tell you that if they did this kind of novelty Christmas song, I cannot remember that they did it. But I think they did a great job, because if you're anywhere, you know, knowledgeable about their style, which was kind of rekindled through the play and the movie, what was that called? Jersey Boys? Something like that. They did that song in the way they did their, you know, their own style, and it was very good. It was, you know, anyway. Life sucks when you're old. After that, and this is kind of a retro set, no doubt about it, but we had our obligatory Frosty the Snowman by the Ronettes, which was, that group was an exponent of Phil Spector's Wall of Sound. And after that, and we play this every so often, Trader Vic with New York's a Lonely Town When You're the Only Surfer Boy Around. And after that, of course, you had to have something from the Rat Pack, Dean Martin with Marshmallow World. And then I don't like this song, but you have to play it. I got to think that he was probably having a good time when he did this, because I can't believe he's doing it straight. That was Elvis, Who Do You Think I Am, with Blue Christmas. All right, now, before we go on any further, I won't go into the whole story about how Microsoft screwed me up about 5 minutes before I was going to come on. So if you want to call in, get your paper and pencils ready, send an email to visigoth@hotmail.com. You would spell Visigoth, V-Y, Victor Yellow, Z-Y, Zebra Yellow, G-O-T-H, Visigoth@hotmail.com, and we will give you the phone number if we like you. And then we can talk about something hopefully happy about Christmas time. Before I go to the next segment, I'm just going to say this. Some of you may have remembered a short story I wrote called The Not Quite Perfect Christmas. And indulge me, if you will, while I wait for all the callers to come in. My friend Bobby O'Connell and I went up to a golf course that was built on the side of a hill. This is in Leoni, New Jersey. And it was great for sleigh riding, but a horrible golf course, because I think you had to have one leg shorter than the other to drive on that course. But at the tee off of the whole course, there was a plateau from which dropped twice the slopes and went out to the street probably about a quarter to a third of a mile away. It was the greatest sleigh riding I have ever had. Well, Bobby and I went up there. This one particular, it was probably the weekend after Christmas, I mean, just a couple of days, and we had had heavy snow followed by warm temperatures and with the overnight freeze. So I had this new sled. This would have been the last one I would ever get. And Bobby and I were dropped off by his father, and we walked up this hill, which is like the side of Kilimanjaro. And here we are at the top. And the reason I bring this up is that, do you remember National Lampoon Christmas Vacation when what's his face, Chevy Chase, is going to try out like his whatever it is, some kind of like silicone or whatever for his cereals that the flakes wouldn't get wet in the milk, and he puts that pizza pie plate down, you remember them, and he goes right down. Well, I'll tell you what, long before that movie was made, in fact 20 years almost to the day, Bobby and I were at the top. And the thing is that we have sleigh ride that thing for years. But what happened was, again, there was a melt and there was a freeze. And as we were walking up the side, because we could not go down the actual stretch upon which we slayed, I mean, we're looking at this thing and it's glistening in the sun, and it's like, this stuff isn't snow, man. This is ice. So we went up to the top. We were talking. But as soon as we put that sled down and belly flopped on it, man, it was just like Christmas Vacation. It was like, and here I am, I'm like 14 years old at that, and I'm not used to this kind of speed. And we went down faster than we had any idea what to do. And if you read the short story or you heard the short story, you kind of know what happened. But we got to a point where we were trying to go to the side to do anything to stop our speed. And I lost sight of him, and he of me. And I started going out over the course, trying just to stay away from trees and just kind of lose the energy. And off I went on top of a bunker. You know the bunker on top of the sand traps? Well, I got elevated. And as I went up, the sled started to leave me, and I grabbed it back up to me. And when I came down on a spigot, an irrigation spigot to water the course, which was, should have been taken in. It popped through the sled and cut me in my hip. When I found Bobby later on, he hit a tree, and his sled looked like, as I had said, some kind of like modern piece of art. It was just so mangled. So he's got a jaw that's bleeding and swelling from one side. I can't walk, and we go down to this Rexall drugstore, the only thing that was open during that weekend, this old apothecary, and that's another story in itself. It was really worth it, but I tell you, we got so brutalized, and the only thing my father cared about when I came home is that I broke the sled that was only one day old. Go figure. All right. So, Jim, after that war story, if we could go into our next set. And in this set, by the way, the fourth song you'll hear after Glee's version of Last Christmas is Benny and the International Texans song that they contributed to a Christmas album online. We'll talk about that later. So be hip to that. And after that, of course, we're going to have the obligatory I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. So, Jim, if you'll fire it up, we'll take it away. And you guys email me if you want to call in.
Christmas, Baby changes everything. Not a ring on her head, all her dreams and all her plans. A baby changes everything. A baby changes everything. She loves, she's never touched. How will she keep his trust? A baby changes everything. A baby changes everything. And she cries. baby changes everything.
600 pounds.
Yeah,
well, Baphomet.
Baphomet.
The famous Stew Webb interviews. We've not recovered from that yet.
that set, we started off with Christmas Through Your Eyes, Gloria Estefan. And I don't play spiritually based songs during what we consider Xmas, which is a secular holiday, by all means it certainly is, and I don't want it to be confused with anything spiritual, but Faith Hill's Baby Changes Everything is pretty good stuff. It would be good stuff any time of the year, but yeah, I did put that in there. The third song in that set, Last Christmas, a version by Glee. And after that, we had Benny and the International Texans, Impossible to Resist, which was on this album of sorts, if you will. If you go to Reverb Nation, I believe it's .com/ Not an Ordinary Christmas, you will come up with the whole menu of Christmas songs that were done amongst this group of musicians who span the world. And Benny had his Impossible to Resist. And, of course, there was nothing better, especially when you were younger, when you might fall in love at Christmas time and have your first kiss with your object of your affection around Christmas. Now, spare me because I jaded, I know, but one of the things that all of us did, the boys, later on, when we were men of means, when we first started working part-time jobs and such in high school and college, we were wary of females who wanted to get kind of like close to you around the last half of November, because you know what they were going for. It's like, no, we're not going to do that. That's just me. So after Impossible to Resist by Benny, Kono Coast, kind of not exactly a Christmas song. It was a wintering song, if you will, the Beach Boys. Usually we play Little St. Nick or something like that. But this is one that also kind of like fell below the radar. And when I heard, once again, after we did the Christmas show last year, and I wanted to grab that one, and we did. Now, I'm sorry, but Hippopotamus is just the best. I mean, whoever wrote that song, I mean, that's really good lyrics. I mean, they're not stupid. And that little girl could belt them out. And, of course, we went into the whole history about what happened later on about the hippopotamus in the Yokohama Zoo, never mind. After that, and I do this to keep Comstock happy, the waitresses, Merry Christmas. All right, one other thing, too. I always keep looking for Christmas movies other than the ones we usually watch. And I'm going to add one to the just kind of ignored or whatever. Leave it at that, okay? What did we say? The Trapped in Paradise is one, which we had talked about last year or the year before with Dana Carvey and Nicolas Cage. Never mind, I'm thinking about the movie. But there's another one that we just watched because I remembered it from another time, and that was 29th Street. 29th Street with LaPaglia, Danny Aiello, Eleni Kazan, who plays an Italian more than she plays a Jew. Very good. Trick ending, good stuff, New York stuff. And I'm going to offer one other, although it isn't fully centered around Christmas, but it has got to do a lot with Christmas. It's one of the three movies I love from this guy. You can keep the rest, and that is Paradise Alley by Sylvester Stallone. Stallone did three movies, I think, that are key. Rocky 1, that's it. Paradise Alley and Fist, based on a book by Joe Esterhaus about unions. That's a different whole thing going on there. The Paradise Alley is excellent if you get a chance. But in the meantime, 29th Street is a great Christmas movie. And I will tell you this, if you're looking for it, everybody wants to rob you on the internet, but go to Red Dog Video. just put that in the search, Red Dog Video, and they sell it reasonably, and we just watched it last night. Great stuff. Trapped in Paradise, another one, and Paradise Alley. Oh, let me just say this. Paradise Alley, late 1940s, post-World War II, Hell's Kitchen, New York. It is the best. Let's see. Now, again, if you want to call in, and I'm sorry for the problems if there are any, but this just came up in the last minute before we were going to come on. You can send an email to visigoth@hotmail.com. That is V-Y-V-Y-G-O-T-H. visigoth@hotmail.com. I'll send you the phone number. If you don't want to do it, that's okay. We'll keep rolling along no matter what. Got you all in mind. But if any of you want to call in with a Christmas story, one that is positive, that's fine. And remember one other thing before we go back to the music. After we sign off, supposedly, there'll be a little overtime music. So if you want to stick around, there'll just be music that'll carry you through the next, 30, 40 minutes. Again, thanks to Big Jim out in Illinois. And we're going to kick off the second round with Santa Claus is Coming to Town. It's done by like a million artists. And this next one is going to be by Smokey Robinson. But in this set, and there'll be six songs, there will be two by a singer that I bet you think you know who it is, but it isn't. What? All right. I just got this email from Jim, Big Jim. I remember them. Oh, man. I don't know. All I can tell you is the last thing you wrote me was jumping off the roofs. Okay. All right. Sorry. We got Smokey in here. We got three songs that you've not heard. And I challenge you to tell me who the one singer is that's back-to-back songs. You think you know, but you may not. And then finally, we'll finish you off with a song that sung in too many high octaves, but it makes you think that she had to take a leap, which she did to say it was Kelly Clarkson, a Tampa girl, with Underneath the Tree. So without further ado, and Jim, just tell me about this when we start up again. Can we hit it with Smokey and Santa Claus is Coming to Town?
14.
Mickey, you're getting fired for that.
Bye. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the middle we can build a snowman. Then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. When it snows, ain't it thrilling? Though your nose gets a little chilling. We'll frolic and play the Eskimo way. Walking in a winter wonderland. Little girls and little boys dream of worlds full of toys. This time of the year, when Christmas is near, evergreens are snowy white. Sleigh bells ring through the night. This time of the year, when Christmas is near, and somewhere near a steeple, people kneel and pray. And a choir sings carols of Christmas Day. And Santa Claus is on his way, loads of toys on his sleigh. This time of the year, when Christmas is near, choir sings carols of Christmas Day. Santa Claus is on his way, loads of joy on his sleigh. This time of the year, when Christmas is near, this time of the year, when Christmas is
Christmas. Feel like
right, going back to the top of that set, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. I mean, there's a thousand versions of it, and I understand that, but pretty much everybody has their own affectation, and I don't think this is any different. I think it was one of the more different breakdowns of that song, and that was by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. And then one of the newer songs, and, you know, one of the ones that have not been in the mix in times gone by the artist Enya, which is kind of like a little Renaissance, medieval, you know, that kind of thing. We heard Trains and Winter Rains, and we'll hear from her again. And then two from the singer that I asked you if you thought you knew who that might be. The first, Winter Wonderland, and the second, This Time of Year. Nice renditions of those songs. Do you know who that might be? Well, since you're not telling me, I'll tell you. It is not Dr. John, as I suspected once upon a time. It's Steve Tyrell, who has a very nice holiday album, you know, LP, whatever, CD. And get that, check that out, Steve Tyrell. And that was followed by a standard, my third favorite song in the world when it comes to Christmas, the Wilson Sisters and Hey Santa. Of course, number one is All I Want for Christmas Is You, and that's by Lisa Lane. The second one is the usual standard, Bobby Helms and Jingle Bell Rock. Ah, the best. And number three is Hey Santa by the Wilson Sisters. And we finished things off with Tampa's own Kelly Clarkson, as I threatened to play, with Underneath the Tree. One more time, I won't go into the particulars, but I am shut out completely from Microsoft. Lady Viz has got Visigoth.com on her iPad, and you can, if you still want to call in or whatever, you can do so. If you think I've made it too hard, I understand, but I think if you know me, there's a reason why I want it that way. And I'm not apologizing for that. No big deal. But it's visigoth@hotmail.com if you want to call in. And, of course, we are running out of time. We have two more sets. Of course, this next one will be started off by Robert Zimmerman with Must Be Santa. So, Jim, if we can get back into the mix, take it away.
That's long and white.
Santa's got a beard that's long and white.
Who comes round on special night?
Santa comes round on special night.
Special night,
beard that's white. Must be Santa. Must be Santa. Must be Santa. Must be Santa. Santa Claus.
Who has boots and suit of red?
Santa wears boots and suit of red.
Who has a long cap on his head?
Santa wears a long cap on his head.
Cap on his suit of red. Special night, beard that's white.
Cherry nose, Santa's got a big red cherry nose.
Who laughs this way, ho ho ho?
Santa laughs this way, ho ho ho.
Ho ho ho, cherry nose, cap on head, suit that's red, special night, beard that's white.
Must be Santa, must be Santa, must be Santa.
it's the most beautiful time of the year. Lights fill the streets, spreading so much cheer. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. I don't wanna miss out on the holiday, but I can't stop staring at your face. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. Will you, shawty, will you? Like a hot July, I should be chilling with my folks, I know. I'ma be under the mistletoe. Word on the streets and it's coming at night. Reindeer's flying through the sky so high. I should be making a list, I know. I'ma be under the mistletoe. Shawty with you, shawty with you.
Under the mistletoe.
wanna build a snowman. Come on, let's go and play. I never see you anymore. Come out the door, it's like you've gone away. We used to be best buddies, and now we're not. I wish you would tell me why. Do you wanna build a snowman? It doesn't have to be a snowman.
Hey, Rihanna.
Okay, bye.
And build a snowman, or ride our bike around the halls. I think some company's overdue. I've started talking to the pictures on the walls. Hang in there, Jones. It gets a little lonely, all these empty rooms, just watching the hours tick by.
Where you've been. They say have courage, and I'm trying to. I'm right out here for you. Just let me in. We only have each other. It's just you and me. What are we gonna do? Do you wanna build a snowman?
Jim, okay. That last set started off with Dylan, otherwise known as Robert Zimmerman, with Must Be Santa, followed by Darling Love, All Alone on Christmas. And I can't believe I did this, but I did. Again, after I did the Christmas show last year, I heard this after the fact. And I liked the song. Lo and behold, it was done by Leave It to Bieber. And that was Mistletoe, Justin Bieber, who will probably die in a fatal car wreck or, something. And that boy ain't dying in his sleep. Anyway, moving on. We had two from Enya. One you've already heard, but I liked it so damn much I played it again. The first was And Winter Came. And again, a reprise of Trains in Winter Rain. That's Enya. Good stuff. Take a look. And then from, I guess, the Disney production Frozen, we had Kristen Bell as the foremost singer in the song, Do You Want to Build a Snowman? And I got to tell you, I don't pay any attention to Disney. I have no idea where this came from, but I heard it again on some Christmas music from some station, and it was interesting to me But I had said to Lady Biz, you know, I mean, it's a decent song, but it's got this edge at the end that's kind of like unsettling. And she looked at me and she said, well, you know, think about all the Disney stuff, and some of it kind of is, you know, unsettling. Agreed. But I just, you know, I thought it was a decent enough production to relay to you. But that comes from Frozen and Do You Want to Build a Snowman? All right. We are to do our next to last set, the last, that is, of our ho-ho stuff, and then we will do our usual tribute memorial, if you will, to those who are no longer with us. This has been the Grassy Knoll Xmas Extravaganza. And what you're going to hear next is get the children out of the room. Get all those with delicate sensibilities out of the room, because as I threatened you about 2 hours before, we're going to hear Joe Pesci do a Christmas song called If It Doesn't Snow. But before that, we have probably what has become, and I'm not going to use the damn word iconic, I can't stand it, but if you remember Goodfellas and the restaurant slash bar scene where they're all sitting around a table and Ray Liotta as Henry, what the hell was his last name? I don't know. Doesn't matter. Henry Hill. That's it. Hill, I got it. Lady Biz says Hill. You know that, you know, you tell a funny story. How am I funny? Well, you're gonna hear that first, ready or not, and we're going to go into his song about if it doesn't snow, how's Fatso going to get around? Stay tuned. And, yeah, we got four after that. This is kind of like the funny end of it. But at the very end, you're going to hear a song also that you remember, well, you remember the person being involved in a group called Electric Light Orchestra, but you might not remember who this person is that came from that, who was doing the cap off on the last five songs. So, Jim, if you haven't fallen asleep, let's fire it up with the inimitable Joe Pesci.
Really funny.
You know, it's a good story. It's funny. You're a funny guy.
You mean the way I talk?
Just, you know, you're just funny. It's funny, you know, the way you tell the story and everything.
Funny how? I mean, what's funny about it?
Tommy, no, you got it all wrong.
Oh, Anthony. He's a big boy. He knows what he said. What'd you say?
Right.
Funny how?
Just,
what?
Just, you know, you're funny.
You mean, so? Let me understand, because maybe it's me, I'm a little fucked up, maybe. But I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you. I make you laugh. I'm here to fucking amuse you. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
I'm not just... You know how you tell a story. What?
No, I don't know. You said it. How do I know? You said I'm funny. How the fuck am I funny? What the fuck is so funny about me? Tell me. Tell me what's funny.
Santa works all day in his workshop, making a lot of games and toys. Then one day he hops in his sleigh to bring them to the girls and boys. Santa's just as nice as he could be. There's just one stupid thing that worries me. If it doesn't snow on Christmas, how's Fatso gonna use that sleigh? In case of rain, would there be a train that'll speed him on his way? If it doesn't snow this Christmas, how's Fatso get around to us? Say he breaks down on his way to town, would they let him use a bus? I sent him a nice long letter, and I hope it's not in vain. I really would feel much better if the mooch could fly a plane.
Now they say
Now they say he got a reindeer for the sleigh he's driving here. How fast so go if it doesn't snow on Christmas this year? Take it, boys. Ah, that's so pretty. Wonderful, my dorky wonderful. I sent him a nice long letter, and I hope it's not in vain. I really would feel much better if the mooch could fly a plane. Now they say he got a reindeer for the sleigh he's driving here. How's that so go if it doesn't snow on Christmas this year? All right, I got a treat for you. Listen to these kids. Are they great? Beautiful, beautiful. It's great or what? Ah, they're wonderful ones. Watch your mouth. Your mothers might be listening now. That's very sweet. Terrific, kids. Terrific. You're just great. Everybody come over here. You did a great job, and I got candy for everybody. All right, all right. Which one of you little creeps stole all the candy canes? Nice, nice kids. Very nice. Where'd you get these kids from, jail? Bunch of reform school brats. All right, everybody, get out of here now.
It was Stuart, Arun. I saw you. You took the candy.
I didn't do nothing.
Yes, you did. That poor dog.
Christmas that's such a pain to me is finding the Christmas tree. The second thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
rigging up the lights
and finding the Christmas tree. The third thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
hangovers, rigging up the lights
and finding the Christmas tree. The fourth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
sending Christmas cards,
hangovers,
rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The fifth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me, 5 months of bills,
sending Christmas cards,
hangovers,
rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The sixth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
facing my immortal
5 months of bills.
I hate those Christmas cards.
Hangovers.
Rigging up these lights.
And finding a Christmas tree. The seventh thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
salvation army.
Facing my immortal
5 months of bills.
Sending Christmas cards.
Oh, jeez.
I'm trying to rig up these lights.
And finding a Christmas tree. The eighth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
I'm a transformer, the Christmas.
Charity, then what do you mean you're in Lourdes?
5 months of bills.
Oh, making out these cards.
Oh, you just give me a beer, huh?
Well, we have no extension cords.
And finding a Christmas tree. The ninth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Finding parking spaces.
Daddy, I want some candy.
Donations.
Facing my immortal
5 months of bills.
Writing out those Christmas cards.
Hangovers.
Now why the hell are they blinking?
And finding a Christmas tree. The tenth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Batteries not included.
No parking spaces.
Buy me something.
Get a job, you bum.
Facing the in-laws.
5 months of bills.
Yo-ho, sending Christmas cards.
Oh, jeez, look at this.
One light goes out, they all go out.
And finding a Christmas tree. The 11th thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Stale TV special.
Batteries not included.
No parking spaces.
My Legos don't go bathroom.
Charities.
She's a witch, I hate her.
5 months of bills.
Oh, I don't even know half these people.
Who's got the toilet paper?
Get a flashlight and more fuse!
And finding a Christmas tree.
Christmas, that's such a thing to me.
Singing Christmas carols,
Dale TV special.
Batteries not included.
No parking.
Charity.
Gotta make them dinner.
$5 a bill.
I'm not sending them this year, that's it.
Shut up, you.
Fine, you're so smart. You ring up the lights.
And buy me the Christmas
Oh,
wants to go away. Okay, now, as I had said, it will start from the bottom up. That song, Rock and Roll Winner, from a member of the ELO, could you guess who that would be? Roy Wood, in a group that he, I guess, cobbled together called the Wizards, with Rock and Roll Winner, and kind of a retro, you know, still 60s kind of thing. But at the top, yeah, you heard it, the scene from Goodfellas between Roy Liotta as Henry Hill and Joe Pesci. I can't remember whose character he was supposed to play, but it's supposedly happened. By the way, this scene is based on what happened to Pesci when he was talking to a real wise guy. And the wise guy snapped on him, so he took that and brought it into the scene for Goodfellas so that Liotta, playing Henry Hill, was actually Pesci, with Pesci being the person who unloaded on him when he just said, hey, that's a, you know, you're a funny guy. But that also segued into Pesci's most memorable Christmas song, If It Doesn't Snow. How's Fatso getting it around? Only Pesci. That was followed by 12 Pains of Christmas, which is mostly enjoyed by people in the Northeast for obvious reasons. Followed by Walking Around in Women's Underwear. No need to talk about that. And we actually had sort of a straight song compared to what it was embedded in, and that was U2 with Please Come Home for Christmas. And again, at the end, we had a Rock and Roll Winner by Roy Wood and the Wizards. Okay, that does it for this episode, this year's Christmas Extravaganza 2015. And we do end with a bit of a, at least, somber note, I guess you could say, and reasonably so, but we pick it up at the end. But we do this thing where we play Empty Chairs by Don McLean, because that's kind of the way it is. And I don't want to bring up, you know, sore wounds for those out there, but if you have extended family and it goes through the years, more chairs around the table are vacated. I don't think I have to say anything more than that if I needed to say that at all. And of course, it's a little bit tougher when some of these absences take place closer to the holidays, and we understand that. Now, in days gone by, we talked about the loss, first of all, of John Clark, the thought criminal, who was an imitable character on the menagerie known as the Grassy Knoll when we did the shows from DCF and DHR. And then we lost Angie. And then we lost Ronald Lee. And, of course, Dave McGowan is no longer with us. You know, it shouldn't matter if it happens before the holidays, but let's all admit that it sucks just a little bit, no matter what. I mean, it's not a spiritual thing. It's just kind of a family thing. And I was wondering from a distance whether Dave would make it, and he did not. And that'll stay with a bunch of us for a long, long time. From amongst the group, the inner circle, if you will, that have done audios on the website, Eric the Blacksmith has not had a good year, capped off by the recent loss of his dad. At least he was there. There were some mitigating factors, but, you know, of course, when it happens so close to the holidays, it just can't help but make itself known, and that's the way that is. But I think all of us are with everyone, the McGowan family, whose members we are not familiar with, neither are we with Eric's, but we all put ourselves in that position, shall I say, and I think all of us understand that. So So, as is the tradition for the Grassy Knoll Xmas extravaganza, we will end with McLean's Empty Chairs and a benediction by Jerry Jeff Walker, who we love, the Oneonta Cowboy, and then a little bit of an upbeat outro with my most favorite Christmas song. But now, before we get to that, Big Jim, if you're hanging in there, thank you once again for all that you've done. If it's only once a year, it's more than enough, and I thank you for that. I think everybody else does, too. This song, show will have an extended overtime after we leave you all. The music will go on, and it will loop on this website for just about till the time when Christmas comes. And then it all sucks after that. We all know that. So thank you all for showing up as you have, and for all those you may tap in later. There's nothing more else to say except, I hope we're all back together next year, but there's no guarantees. But I thank you for all showing up. I thank you, Jim, and we'll talk later on. And folks, if you can, give a nod to Jim for what he's done. And, we'll see you next year. Take it away, Big Jim, for the last time. Thank you.
Morning comes and morning goes with no regrets. Evening brings the memories I can't forget. Empty rooms that echo as I climb the stairs. Empty clothes that drape and fall on empty chairs.
Cool. I can't wait. Yeah, I'm always yelling at you. That's what I do all the time. All right, kiddo.
Bye-bye.
The fact that the oligarchs, the people who rule in this world, the fact that they spend so much of their time, so much of their energy in an effort in a what seems like an obvious battle against Jesus, I'm more convinced than ever that the claim that Jesus makes that I'm the truth, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, that's our means to be, what Jesus is offering is our means to be redeemed from this predicament we're in. So my belief in Jesus has certainly been strengthened. My acceptance of what Jesus claimed, I don't know what else to say.
That's all you have to say. Whether we get together again, I do not know, but one way or the other. Thanks very much for coming on.
Okay, you're welcome.
Think only happy thoughts today.
And I wonder if you know that I never understood that although you said you'd go until you did, I never thought you would.
Cool.
Thank you. Here's the duck swimming lake near lost a feather. Man, this time another year we'll all be together.
I wrote a letter to Santa Claus. I would ask for just one thing. I don't need sleigh rides in the snow. Don't want a Christmas that's blue. Take back the tinsel stockings and bows, 'cause all I want for Christmas is you. I don't need expensive things. They don't matter to me. All that I want can't be found. Can't bring me what I need, 'cause all I want for Christmas is you.
Think only happy thoughts today.
Bye.
Thank you. shepherd on a hillside. With over my a cold winter's night, a band of angels singing. In a dream I heard a voice, dare not come rejoice. It's the end of the beginning, praise the newborn King.
Carry the light. This must
Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blitzen and all his reindeer are pulling on the rein. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stocking, say your prayers, for Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that is filled with toys for the boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle, jangle, what a beautiful sight. Jump in bed, cover up your head, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus,
here comes Santa Claus,
right down Santa Claus Lane.
He doesn't care if you're rich or poor,
for he loves you just the same.
Santa knows that we're God's children,
that makes everything right.
Fill your hearts with a Christmas cheer,
cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Here comes Santa Claus,
here comes Santa Claus,
right down Santa Claus Lane.
He'll come around when the chimes ring out, then it's Christmas morn again.
Peace on earth will come to all if we just follow the light.
Fill your hearts with a Christmas cheer, cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Peace on earth will come to all
if we just follow. Cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Let's give thanks to the Lord above. Cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Tonight.
Thank you.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry. Tonight.